xin chào.
Annyeonghaseyo.
Sawasdee ka.
Sawasdee. Ni hao.
How's it going?
Minglawa.
Kamusta ka?
Everybody, this is Tony. Welcome to Dragon Radio 47. I'm your host, as always, and today we have a special show. It's a special show because we're featuring music from Hong Kong again, but the bands we're going to feature from Hong Kong are bands that auditioned for and or made it through to the Rocket 2006 event, which will be here in Hong Kong October 14th and 15th. It's a live outdoor two-day gig with a whole bunch of bands, local, regional, and international. The second reason it's a special show is we have Chris Flahaven, straight from Canada, who's lived in the region and area for a year and a half, 3 years, couple years. And welcome, Chris.
Welcome. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Chris is glad to be here, and he's also glad to help out with the show. We're going to play music from four local Hong Kong bands that did audition for the show, and we're also going to play one song from a band Chris chose from the region, an Indonesian band. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but first, I want to find out about Chris. I know a little bit about Chris, but I want to find out, Chris, why do you love living here? You do love living in this region, don't you?
Sure, of course. It's half decent weather except for the humidity, but there's a great art scene, and it's easy to get into.
Well, what about the region? You know, you and I met during the Rocket Festival and getting, you know, bands into the festival and auditioning bands. What about Thailand, Japan? Have you traveled to some of these other Asian countries and searched for music there as well?
Well, I've been to Thailand. Finding music there is hard because most of the bands are, well, they're indie bands. They don't have money, so they can't really afford to do the whole thing. Going to see them play is easy enough. I would like to go to Japan. Of course, we all know there's a great music scene there. There's a great number of bands that have released stuff, and I own most of it. I've been down to Indonesia, and the Brandles we'll talk about later, of course. Mainland China, Beijing, Shanghai, just from networking and going through the internet, I've been able to find independent bands that are, you know, have like their own little websites and MP3s that you're able to download.
Have you been to Korea yet?
No. Okay. It's on the list.
Okay, get there, because there's some good... It's mostly pop music. They kind of have the Hong Kong Canto pop thing going there, but they do have some good hip-hop and some good rock. What was I going to ask you? I forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, yeah. As a Westerner, a Canadian, what's the deal with the language barrier? Is that a big deal for you? Do you gravitate toward bands that sing in your native tongue, English? Or do you gravitate... I mean, or does it matter? What I've always wondered and asked of my listeners here on Dragon Radio is it really a big deal? Because, you know, the songs I play are only in the native tongue.
Of course.
So I wonder if that affects your ability to enjoy the music.
Of course not. All my music at home, I have CDs from bands all over the world. The way I look at it is, if I don't understand exactly what they're saying, I take that vocal and I use it as another instrument in the band, and it just becomes another part that I kind of, I guess, would groove to, if you want to put it that way. Bands in Hong Kong, of course, most of them do sing in Cantonese, while others do half and half, some English, some Canto. I still go to the shows and I enjoy them all, and I just take it as a another instrument, and it's not a turnoff. It's just something else I can look forward to. And with living in Hong Kong, I'm slowly learning the language, terribly slowly. But sooner or later, hopefully, I'll have it down pat, and it will become one with me, and the music will be all in the same.
Cool. I like that. A new instrument or a different instrument. I never thought of it that way, but it's very true. And Cantonese is hard. I've been speaking it and trying to for 4 years, and I still don't have it right. So you'll get it, though. I know you. I've already heard some of your Cantonese, actually. It's pretty good. Good intonation. You have a good ear. Let's start the music now with local band Hard Pack. What do you know about Hard Pack?
Hard Pack have been around for a few years now. A good little pop punk band. I've seen them many, many, many of times, and they have a huge following in Hong Kong. Just a good, fun, lighthearted pop punk early 90s skater music. A good comparison is to like a lighthearted Pennywise, I guess, would be. And we just saw them a couple nights ago, and again, they just always have a good show that's easy for anyone to gravitate to and to just to enjoy themselves.
Cool. Well, let's get to the music. This is Hard Pack, and the name of this song is I Don't Think So, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. That was Hard Pack with I Don't Think So, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. As always, if you have questions about the bands you hear on the show, email me, info@dragonradio.hk. Well, Chris, we have another band that was brand new to the Hong Kong music scene. At least you and I hadn't heard of them. They're called Attention to Piss. And we had a long, deep discussion about the quality of the name. And you don't like the name. I like the name, but I see where you're coming from. I just think it's one of those names you won't forget very soon.
No.
So I guess we have to give them credit for that. You'll remember the name, correct?
I haven't forgot it yet, and I still hear it every day from you.
Okay. Well, let's not delay anymore and get to Attention to Piss. This is their song, Run, Run, Run. They auditioned for Rocket this year. They did not make it through, but this is Attention to Piss and their song, Run, 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 right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Okay, a band name you're soon not to forget, Attention to Piss, and their song, Run, Run, Run. We're here with Chris Flahaven from Canada, and I'm Tony. I'm from the United States and from Dragon Radio. Chris, Hong Kong music, you've been here 3 years now. What have you seen as change-wise? Like, what has changed from day one that you got here to today? In the music scene, what is your most memorable, notable change?
I guess biggest change is just the fact that the number of bands that have come out of the woodworks in the last 3 years. Where I first came here, it was very minimal of what you could find, and it was just a matter of, again, looking and advertising and finding the shows where they play. But in the last couple of years, it just seems that there's always somebody playing. It's just that the bands have grown. The talent has gotten better. Just years of practice, I assume. And just the influence on local bands on each other, where there are a lot of bands that have like a kind of like an incestuous kind of relationship where they all play with each other. And it's just a matter of... there's so many bands and there's so many different kinds of music. Like in Hong Kong, we've got we've even got a country band now. You've got a rock bands. You've got your indie bands. You've got your techno bands. There's no genre that's untouched in this city.
Is there one genre that's overdone in this city? Be honest.
I guess kind of that metal, kind of metalcore rock. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of those.
Same thing. Yeah. I wonder what that is, or wonder why that became popular. I guess with Evanescence and all that kind of bands.
Yeah, it's a little more intense than that stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that genre, so I couldn't name off 10 bands that play like that. But there are a lot of bands in Hong Kong.
Or at least what we saw during the Rocket auditions.
Yeah, there was Orphan. What were some of the
Dying Velvet?
Headhunter. Yeah, many more. There were a lot. Anyway, if you like that kind of music, come to Hong Kong, I guess. There's plenty of bands playing that kind of music. Let's keep going with the music now. We're going to a band called Exit on 12. Exit on 12 stood out to me in the auditions as just being a young band. I think their average age was like 17 or 18.
Yeah, they were really young.
They're actually, the song we have here is an instrumental because most of the songs they do are in English. But anyway, this is a sampling of what their sound is like. It's Exit on 12 and their song Chaos Theory, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Okay, back here at Dragon Radio, that was Exit on 12, their song Chaos Theory. You can go to their MySpace page and check out some of their other music. Chris, an important thing that we had talked about earlier was the number of bands here in Hong Kong. And one of the things that we also mentioned offline here was that there seems to be a cultural difference between musicians in, say, Canada and the United States, where we're from, and musicians here. What do you notice culturally about that? What's different?
I notice at home, I have many friends who are in the local music scene, and they seem to, it's a whole nother life. It's like, if we have a show, okay, we'll work around that, we'll go do that show. I've known friends of mine who have basically threatened or have quit their jobs to go play a show, say, in another province in Canada or even down to the States. Whereas I find in Hong Kong, it seems it's really hard to get a local band even maybe motivated to come out to do a show. It seems, I don't know if it's just maybe a lack of venues or maybe just not enough time, but it just seems that it's hard to get them to come out and to work together to put on a show.
Well, I think there's also that cultural problem within the family. You know, nobody wants their son to grow up and be a rock and roll singer, right?
Mine will.
Yours. And mine as well. My mom wants me to be a rock and roll singer. But here in Asia, there's more family value on education, being successful. I think the pressures are greater on the youth here than they are in the States. Usually in the States, you're 16, you're 18, you leave home, you go take care of yourself, you start your life alone. Here in Hong Kong, many people I know, they're in their 30s, they're still living at home with their parents because they have to take care of their parents. And it's a cultural thing that I respect, and you know, that's how they do it. So I understand what you're saying, and I think maybe it's happening because of that, or it has its roots in that.
Yeah, I guess it's right. There is a big cultural difference. I just kind of look, I guess, more on the artist side, whereas if you play the music and you want to be the artist and you want to put a message out in your own way, that there's got to be some kind of give and take where you take your roots and you basically expand them into the next step to make your band, your artist, your art become something.
Yeah, it's quite difficult, too, in the rock music scene in Hong Kong as well. I mean, as you know, here in Hong Kong, if you're a movie star, you become a singer automatically, or vice versa. If you're a singer, you become a movie star automatically. It's actually one question I want to ask Coolio when Coolio comes here for Rocket. He was in a movie, right? He was like in some schoolhouse movie with Michelle Pfeiffer, kind of playing in something like that a long time ago. That's where the hit song came from.
Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, so I got to ask him about that and tell him what the deal is here in Hong Kong, and maybe he should move to Hong Kong and become a rapper here. We don't have enough rappers in Hong Kong. Actually, not one hip-hop band in the auditions, correct?
There was not.
Okay, that's something.
Terrible.
That's a call out to all Hong Kong hip-hop DJs and MCs. We need you to audition for Rocket next year. Let's keep going with the music. This is another band from the Rocket Auditions. This is a band called Sleepless. And they were the very last band to play at the Rocket Auditions. A female-fronted band, a very sweet band. They actually did a lot of songs in Mandarin and Cantonese. This is their song, Spin, and it's kind of a waltz almost, or a polka. Kind of weird, but I liked the sound and played it anyway. Right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
再参加这旧舞会，来到万人盛放，双眼在发光，准我让我不断围着转，然后转又转，转转又转，华丽地兜圈，再起舞吧，来起舞吧，从未曾间断，来吧，继续转，转转又转。
Okay, that was an interesting track from Sleepless from Hong Kong, their song Spin, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. As always, if you like the music you hear on the show, check out my website. You can get links to the bands, hopefully therefore buying their music, supporting their music. As we mentioned earlier, it's difficult to be a musician anywhere, but it's a little bit more difficult, I think, here in Asia due to some of the cultural weight given on by the family. So please help these artists out as much as possible. Finally, we get to the end of the show and we have one last song. It's a song by a band called The Brandles. And actually, Chris found this band in Indonesia. He was in Bali on the beach getting a suntan. And had you heard of the band before you went to Bali?
Actually, when I first moved to Hong Kong, whereas the TV is pretty limited for an English speaker, MTV was something I gravitated towards because it's like, well, it's music. And this one video kept getting played over and over and over again, and it took me forever to figure out who it was, what label they were on, and where they're from. Contacting the MTV didn't help. Just searching, Googling them, of course, on the website didn't help. And it took probably a good like 6 months to a year until I was able to.
Wow.
To contact this band, not that I'm plugging, but the myspace.com, it's a great site if you're looking for these independent artists because it's free and it's easy to access.
And then?
I found them. I found them, and they were very, very, very excited the fact that they were about to sell a CD outside of Jakarta. I sent them a bit of money. They treated me really nice by sending me a couple CDs, their officially last independent cassette that they had left, a T-shirt, a whole bunch of posters, and I still get emails from them all the time. I still talk to them back and forth. They let me know when they're playing and where they're going. Hopefully I can catch them live sometime. But it's one of those great things about being a music lover is the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
Finding something that you really like and passing it along.
Well, Chris, before we get to the music, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
I want to thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure,
problem.
And I hope I come back.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Every time you find new music, you just let me know.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. New Asian music, not English-speaking music, just Asian.
I'll see you on Thursday.
Okay, Thursday. Chris will be at Rocket. I'll be there as well. We'll be walking around, looking busy, and enjoying the bands and the music. If you're in the Hong Kong area, stop out to Victoria Park, October 14th and 15th. Check out Rocket, and check out some of the bands that we've played here on the show, and also check out the Rocket website, www.rocket-hk.com, and find out what other bands are playing. Any last words, Chris?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. I couldn't have said it better myself. These are the Brandles from Indonesia, and this is a song called Dari the Brandles Buat Yang Barcita. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but anyway, the Brandles from Indonesia, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Have a good week, everybody.